Welcome back to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Pleased to be joined by Phil Dupree, who is the Chief Revenue Officer at CU Direct. Phil, thank you so much for taking time here in San Francisco during the NADA show to be a part of the podcast.
Thank you very much, Nick. I'm glad to be a part of this today. NADA is an exciting time of year for us.
And certainly it's been an exciting time for credit unions in particular. Just what's your assessment of how credit unions have continued to grow and gain momentum in the auto finance space in recent years? Just what's been the secret sauce here for credit unions in particular?
Sure. I think, you know, again, we're a CUSO, so we're owned by credit unions. So we spend all of our time trying to help our owners and clients to achieve their goals. And what we've seen, as other banks and some of the other financial institutions have pulled back from the market, focusing more on subprime, the credit unions have really kind of kept to their knitting. And again, they work more in the prime area, but as the other banks have pulled back, the credit unions have an offer that is very compelling for their members or for potential members. You know, they typically have better rates so that they can offer better rates to their members. And as the other banks have pulled back, the credit unions have been picking up market share double digits for the last few years. And CU Direct, has seen that same kind of growth from our platform base of 1,000 or so credit unions. You know, you hear stories about that there's, that competition or, are they working together? And I think over the last few years, the indirect business has grown, materially year over year. And dealers and credit unions have kind of found their space, that the credit unions they want to make sure that their members get offered, their rates and their loans. And the dealers really need to sell those vehicles. And so what you've seen over the time is that things that are important to each of those constituencies, whether it be, credit unions obviously want to make their loans to their members. Dealers want to get paid quickly. So there's things that credit unions can do to help that relationship. And I've really seen a lot of focus of those, from credit unions to help dealers to make sure that they respond quickly, right? There's nothing like if you have to wait to get a decision, that potential buyer has maybe moved on to something else. They want to get paid. They have extensive capital that they have investments in. So as these credit unions have gotten better and understand kind of what drivers are there, we've seen that relationship get even stronger. And I would tell you that, it's critical, and we see some of the best relationships, is that they have a relationship where they will communicate with each other. So the dealer will pick up the phone and speak with someone at a credit union or vice versa to kind of help them win, help them get more, get more of those members into vehicles and into rates that are advantageous for those members.
The voice you're hearing, that's Phil Dupree, who is the Chief Revenue Officer at CU Direct. And Phil, certainly you can't talk much about financing in general without seeing the word fintech somewhere. How do credit unions fit within that developing world of fintech and auto finance? Where can credit unions find a way to continue growth and develop in that space as well?
Sure. We've seen really an explosion. If you walk around the hall here at NADA, you'll see a lot of, players that are existing and new players in that area. And I think credit unions are clearly trying to figure out, okay, what are the best fintechs to work with? We spend a lot of time at CU Direct. We have an innovation lab in Irvine that we spend a lot of time thinking about how can we help use technology. We're a technology company. How can we use that technology to help advance? Again, the member experience is critical for a credit union, and technology can really help to make that process a lot easier for those members. So credit unions spend a lot of time trying to figure out who should they work with. And we spend a lot of time doing research, and in the lab we'll bring in both credit unions and bring in fintechs and to see if there is a good match. Again, everyone is trying to figure out how can I make that experience the best I can. The members are already there. They want that information on their fingertips. They want to be able to have immediate decisions. So, the people that figure that out, will people be able to buy a car online and click and buy? A lot of people are working on that, and most people probably have the omni channel that says, I'll let you do as much as you want online, and then you can drop out and you can either come to a call center or go to the dealer. We don't see that process changing, but you know, one of the pain points that, that members and customers tell us all the time is that the time that it takes from the time they get into a dealership and the time they leave, you know, probably the average is in the 4-hour range or has been, and that is just way too long. And with technology, we can do a lot of pre-approvals, we can do things up front that can make that experience in the dealership a lot shorter, and really the member wants to get to that vehicle anyway.
Closing moments here with Phil Dupree, who is the Chief Revenue Officer at CU Direct, and looking forward, what do you see as the keys to continuing success, not only for credit unions in general in the auto finance space, but also for the fortunes of CU Direct as well? What are the keys for the industry slice as well as for the company to keep on an upward trajectory in 2019 and beyond?
Well, we're optimistic about 2019. If you listen to the economists, that there may be a little bit of slowdown on the new car side, but you know, anywhere close to 16.5-17 million new cars, that is a high number and has been there for the last few years. So, you know, what we would teach in a rate environment where rates are increasing, again, we help our credit unions make sure that, you know, that they're pricing their loans, you know, appropriately with whatever the risk profile is, and that they do those basic things to help them make sure that they continue to succeed. The indirect market is, you know, has been it's really exploded. You know, last year we were almost 10%. If you look at the credit unions that were on our platform, that they grew 10% year over year. And again, those are, you know, they need to make sure that they offer their members, you know, technology and offer them whatever experience that they want, and then make sure that they do the basics to make sure that the dealers get paid timely and that they're removing all of those kind of friction points. And I think they will continue to win in 2019 and beyond.
That's Phil Dupree, who is the Chief Revenue Officer at CU Direct. Phil, thank you so much for sharing your perspectives.
Thank you very much for having me.
And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Auto Remarketing Podcast via iTunes or the Google Play Store to make sure you catch each and every episode. For my colleague Joe Overby and our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Sulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.